Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Janine Wolf, Director of Washington County Environmental Health, about National Radon Action Month. I honestly didn't know very much about radon before learning that it was Radon Awareness Month, which actually kind of concerns me because it sounds like it's a pretty serious problem. So what can you tell me about radon?
Radon is the leading cause of cancer in non-smokers. All of Iowa is in the radon hot pocket. So right now, for all the radon test kits that we've given out and gotten results back, over half of Washington County has radon over 4.1, which is the EPA's recommended allowance.
So what can people do about this? It's really a silent killer that you don't know about until you get it tested, correct?
Exactly. And that is to get it tested. And we have radon test kits. They're $10 a piece. And it's a quick way to determine if you have it or not. If you do have it, then there is mitigation, which we have a list of radon mitigators that can help put the system in that will mitigate the radon out into the atmosphere.
You mentioned that the state of Iowa is entirely a hot spot for radon, and I did see a graphic from the EPA about the hot spots in the country, and Iowa was one of two that were completely red. What do you think contributes to Iowa having such a high level of radon?
It's just the way that it's a naturally occurring gas in the ground. So just kind of like the arsenic in the water up in northern Iowa, we don't have any down here. It's just a natural pocket of it. There isn't really anything that causes it. It's just natural. Iowa just happens to be in the middle of this particular pocket.
Okay. What causes radon emissions to become a problem? How is it formed and how does it get to bad levels?
Radon is from uranium. Uranium is naturally occurring. When uranium breaks down, it causes radium. When radium breaks down, it causes radon. And that is the odorless, can't see it gas that can get into the cracks and crevices of your house. And it doesn't matter if you're on a slab or if you have a basement. Radon can still get in if it's there.
You mentioned the ways to essentially get rid of radon. What do they do and where can they be found?
They install what they call a passive radon system. Most difficult radon problems can be corrected with a mitigation system costing between $800 and $2,000 by a qualified contractor. A typical radon mitigation system is a 3 to 4 inch PVC pipe extending from a hole in the basement floor through the roof. A permanent fan supplies suction through the pipe, drawing radon from beneath the slab and exhausting it outside above the eave levels of the house.
Okay, so it's something that has to be installed essentially in your air system in your house.
Yes, and most new houses now are just building it right in with the new house. They're building the mitigation system as a part of the new house.
Sounds like good planning.
Yeah, I think it is.
All right. I guess one last question. Obviously, other than getting lung cancer for a non-smoker, is there any other sort of symptoms to radon, or is it you don't know you have it, or it's a problem until you have cancer?
You don't know it's there, and it isn't something that just makes you sick or anything like that. You'll just be diagnosed with lung cancer, and like I said, it is the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers.
If people want to get one of these testing kits, where can they pick one of those up?
They can get it at our office. We have them. They're $10 a piece. Everything's included in the kit, including the mailing.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Janine Wolf. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.